CD release party, January 13th at the Coleman Civic Center in Coleman. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Ultimate VIP and VIP experience also available. It's our CD release party with Save and Able. Doors open at 6. Find more info at shoutside.net. Friday, January 13th at the Coleman Civic Center. Save and Able and Shoutside. See you guys at the Rock Show.
Live 95 is Coleman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hi, it's me, Sandy, and welcome to today's episode. If you tuned in last week and you're here again today, then you are a frequent listener of the show, and thank you for that. And if you're new here, just know that you are amongst friends and that this is a great place to hear inspiring stories, fresh ideas, and empowering conversations that will motivate you to change your path and start your own health journey with confidence. I'm excited to start the show tonight with a special guest that I've asked to join me. His name is Edwin Velez, and I met Edwin back in September while doing a local event for a National Optimal Health Day. And he's quite the path changer himself, and his transformation is very inspirational. And he's been featured in People Magazine, on Inside Edition, and Good Morning America, just to name a few. So welcome, Edwin. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me.
Well, in respects to making a change in health, what inspired you to change the direction you were going in?
It was a trip, vacation with some friends to the Bahamas, and, you know, you get in the sun, shirts come off, and my shirt never came off. So came back, looked at pictures, and I was the only one out of the group of people with my shirt still on, and so I knew at that time that something had to change, and I had to do it. So started the next morning, got on the internet and just browsed some ideas on eating healthy and stuff like that, because I was new to this whole thing. I'm lived 26 years of my life, and I ate what I wanted, when I wanted, how often I wanted, drank what I wanted, and those were the things that led me to be where I was at that point. So I knew how to make a big change in my daily life, and I didn't want to take on a diet because it's not a diet, it's a lifestyle change. So I did my research and started right after Thanksgiving to begin my weight loss journey.
Nice. I love that you say that, because I know that I've spent so many years dieting, and it really is about making those changes to ensure that it's going to be something that you can do long term. So how did you start, like, right out of the gate? What was one of the first things that you decided to change?
Cardio. Woke up in the morning. I taught high school at that time, so I had to do my workouts either before school or after school. So I decided to do them before school, got up, went to the local track, and just walked 45 minutes. Started from there, took my lunch to school, grilled chicken, green beans, broccoli, kept it simple and easy. And then after work, I did a little bit more cardio at the gym. I wanted to focus on just getting the weight off with cardio before I got into the gym and lifted weights. I feel like if you take on too many obstacles, cardio, gym, eating food, you're setting yourself up for failure. So I took it one step at a time. Started with cardio, then the nutrition part, then I started lifting weights.
Nice. And so do you mind sharing with us how much lighter you are?
Right now, this was, I'm a little heavier now than I was. I competed 2 years ago, a little off season. My heaviest was a 330, and then my lightest was 147.
Nice.
So it was 18 months in between. Right now I'm at 220. I'm getting ready to get married and working on getting some of the weight off of that and compete again this year, 2017.
Nice. Well, congratulations on that. I know that one of the things for me that I can tend to struggle with at times is keeping that momentum going. So do you have any tips to offer our listeners on how you do that, or offer me anyway?
Yeah, absolutely. Motivation is one of the hardest things to keep up. I should say surround yourself with people with the same mindset as you and who have similar goals. Don't establish goals that you know are going to be super hard to accomplish, because sometimes just a little thing that sets you back, you completely just take your mind off of that goal. So surround yourself with people with the same goals and that you want to accomplish together. They also seem to be accountability. So having that accountability with them is good. And just set small goals, reach those one at a time, and in the long run, you're going to be reaching your big goal if you set your small goals and reach those first.
Nice. I really agree with all of that you just said, and especially the community part, building that community around you that's going to support your goals. Because I don't know if you have crossed this, but there seem to be a lot of naysayers. Mm-hmm. And I know that that's something that is people deal with when they decide to make a change in their life that's so significant like this. We don't have a lot of time left, but what I wanted to ask you is, did it take time for your mind to catch up with your body?
Absolutely. That's something that's on a day-to-day basis. You go shopping and live 26 years of your life, we're in a 44 waist. I tend to go to the section of clothing for bigger people. And so sometimes you look at yourself in the mirror and you're like, is that still you? You tend to be a little bit more, critical on yourself when you look at yourself in the mirror, because you did make that drastic change and weight tends to fluctuate. My body's not happy to be at the lower weight. It wants to do anything possible it can to be back at the 330. That's where it was happy for the majority of its life. So every day is a constant struggle, but it's having that positive mindset to just work through all those obstacles and keep pressing forward.
Yeah, I agree. It definitely just takes time to rewire that and to get out of that mindset. Real quick, we got a little bit of time, and I was just curious as to, here locally in Coleman, if you are going to just want to go out and grab a healthy meal, a go-to healthy meal, what is that and where do you go?
Actually, here in Coleman, there's quite a few places that you can go. You can't be scared to order and ask to have your food cooked the way you want to. Get a little complicated with the order. It's okay. You can go to Rumor's Deli. They have good wraps, really good salads. You can even go to your local fast foods here in town and just ask for your stuff without the bun, plain. Kind of watch your condiments. Augustus, you can get grilled chicken, sweet potatoes, and broccoli. Just tell them you want it lightly salted. You don't want them fried. You want it grilled, mild on the seasoning, and just got to make those wise decisions every day when you go out, and not be scared to order a little complicated, because in the long run, you're doing this for you, and there's nothing wrong, I tell people, with being a little selfish. Sometimes you got to put yourself first, and everything else will fall in line with that. So I have kids, I have a family. Well, if you want to be there for your kids and your family in the long run, you have to be a little selfish and work on yourself.
Yes, that's so true. One of the things that I've found, too, is going out to dinner with a group of people. If I can step out and make that healthy choice and not fall prey to all the delicious things on that menu, but if I can take a stand for myself and make that choice, I notice that a lot of times it will give other people permission to do the same when they otherwise may not have done that. And so it's just kind of neat.
There's always people watching and seeing, hey, he ordered healthy or he brought his own food, things they've thought about doing but kind of maybe feel embarrassed to do it.
Yes.
But it's like a why not? They see you doing it, then they're going to be more kind of encouraged to do the same thing, and it's another step they're taking to reach their weight loss goal.
Yes. Nice. Well, I really appreciate you coming here and joining me. And if you're interested in learning more about Edwin, he is at Anytime Fitness, and you can find him there. And he's also got an excellent Facebook page. It's very inspirational as well. So Thank you so much.
You can also watch my journey on my personal website. It's www.edwinvelezsuccess.com.
Nice.
And all my stuff's on there.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you so much.
Thank you for having me.
All right. And when we come back after the break, we're going to have a little talk about inflammation. So stay tuned, and we'll be back shortly. Thanks.
Did you know that you can save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill? Since 2004, Cyber Broadband has been known across Cullman County as the only provider to bring broadband internet access to rural areas not served by cable or telephone providers, and all without those pesky data caps. Now, Cyber Broadband, which is a locally owned and operated company, is introducing a competitive broadband product, Cyber Next Gen DSL, available through Cyber Broadband for on average 10% less than the other providers. Get those cyber benefits, like a $10 referral discount for anyone else that you refer to the service, or a bundle with the Cyber Broadband Cellular Service. Save 10% or more on your broadband internet bill today. More information is available at cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Not available in all areas. Generally, if you sign up for broadband service through another company and their promotional discount has expired, Cyber's retail price will be 10% less than the competition standard pricing or better. Chances are, if you don't qualify for the phone company's DSL, you won't qualify for Cyber's next-gen DSL service either, but you may still qualify for Cyber Broadband's radio service. More information is available at www.cyberbroadband.net or by phone at 256-734-1077. Woo, it's tough work, but somebody's got to do it.
Hey, this is Eric from your hometown band, Shellside, inviting you to our biggest show, our CD release party, January 13th at the Cullman Civic Center in Cullman. Tickets are $15 in advance, $20 at the door. Ultimate VIP and VIP experience also available. It's our CD release party with Save and Able. Doors open at 6. Find more info at Shellside.net. Friday, January 13th at the Cullman Civic Center, Saving Able and Shellside. See you guys at the Rock Show.
You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Cullman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Cullman since 1989, Cullman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills, stair steppers, ellipticals, and an indoor track. Want to get wet? Take a swim in the indoor pool, whirlpool, or steam room. Cullman Sports Fit offers a variety of fun group classes too, like spinning, muscle pump, Zumba, cardio sculpt, or dance fit. Plus, Cullman Sports Fit has the area's only racquetball courts. And for seniors, Cullman Sports Fit is a proud provider of Silver Sneakers and Silver Fit, a seniors only exercise plan at little or no cost. Cullman Sports Fit Wellness Center, Highway 31 next to the Ag Center. For more information, visit CullmanSportsFit.com. Hey guys, let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089. 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof.
Live 95 is Cullman's independent radio. And now it's time for Path Changers Habits of Health, a show all about lifestyle health, including working towards a goal of reaching your optimal weight and creating an optimal health environment for the rest of your life. Views and opinions presented on this show are not the views and opinions of Live 95 staff or management. You should independently verify information heard on this program yourself. And now, here's your host for Path Changers Habits of Health, Sandy Seibert.
Hello, and welcome back. So, when we left before the break, I talked about how we're going to come back and have a little discussion about inflammation. And I say it's a little discussion, but actually there's a whole lot to it. And a lot of times I find that people I talk to, they have health issues, but they will go to the doctor and the doctor will put them on anti-inflammatory medication. And that will help to relieve those symptoms of inflammation. But the problem is that it doesn't do anything about the reason why the inflammation got started in the first place. So I'd like to share a little bit about what I've learned over the past years. Every action that we take in respects to our life and health, it's either going to promote health or it will promote disease. And this is through our immune system. Actions that promote disease and create chronic inflammation, which is correlated with just about every disease known to man. Time magazine did a great write-up about that back in 2004, and they called inflammation the secret killer. And each day we make choices about this so-called secret killer. So, for example, every food we choose to eat, every pill we take, the time we decide to go to bed, the city we choose to live in, the job that we have, each of them, plus they contribute to chronic inflammation, or it helps to calm it down. So every choice we make about our health boils down to this. It's either going to be pro-inflammatory or anti-inflammatory. It's either going to create inflammation or it's going to douse inflammation. And just for example, I'll throw a few of them out there. So if you work 100 hours a week and your job is pretty stressful and you don't get the sleep that you need, that's going to be pro-inflammatory and create inflammation in your system. If you eat a lot of high carbs, high fat, processed sugars, pro-inflammation. You drink a couple beers every night. You drink sweet tea all day. Soda is your go-to beverage. Pro-inflammation. You use tobacco products. Pro-inflammation. Some of the things that are going to be anti-inflammatory are going to be getting 8 hours of sleep, having some regular physical activity in your life. That's going to douse that inflammation. Reaching a healthy weight and reducing that visceral fat, especially in your belly area, that is going to reduce inflammation. So years of making choices that create inflammation, they add up to chronic inflammation. And the chronic inflammation is like a fire raging inside of us. And inflammation is a normal immune response in our body. It's usually our friend. So if you think of it like the first responder to the scene of the injury, pain, swelling, redness, and the warmth are all signs of inflammation arising at the site and helping your body with the healing process. That's known as acute inflammation, and it's just a brief inflammatory response to an injury or illness. And it lasts a few days, and an example of some of those things would be like maybe you twisted your ankle, or you got a sunburn, or you cut your finger, or maybe you have a viral infection. But chronic inflammation is when things go south. Inflammation becomes chronic when it stops being an acute response and it remains a constant low-level physiological response. And think of it like starting a small campfire meant to keep you warm that doesn't get put out. And then it grows and grows until it's an out-of-control forest fire burning 100,000 acres. Chronic inflammation is when your body no longer has the ability to turn off the inflammatory response and it starts damaging healthy tissues in your body. It could damage the intestinal lining in your gut and cause digestive problems. It could damage arteries in your heart and cause heart disease, or it could damage your joints and cause rheumatoid arthritis. And at that point, too many pro-inflammatory choices, it's really created a monster. The red flag for chronic inflammation comes when a disease associated with it shows up, like heart disease, cancer, autoimmune disease like MS, Crohn's disease, or rheumatoid arthritis. And if you already have one of these conditions, the pro-inflammatory choices have already started to have a pretty profound impact on your life. So some of the symptoms that could be caught earlier in life before you actually reach that stage would be ongoing irritating pain, like maybe your joints hurt or your muscles hurt, or you have allergies or asthma, high blood pressure or sugar problems, constant fatigue, maybe some skin problems, maybe some of those other issues like ulcers or irritable bowel syndrome, things like that. So if you think you have signs of these symptoms, you can get testing done from your doctor. And there's a few different ways that you can go on that. And one of the great ways to do that is it's a test called an elevated high sensitivity C-reactive protein test. And your doctor can do that for you. But also tests like elevated blood glucose, that's a leading indicator of inflammation also. But if a combination of these situations are happening in your life, and it really is pretty cut or dry, it's either taking you in a direction of being healthier or being unhealthier. And the problem too is that chronic inflammation is that it's not a short-term gratification. You know, it's easy to pick that inflammatory choice. It's easy to pick the cake and rationalize that this isn't a big deal, but the bottom line is pro-inflammatory choices add up over time until one day chronic inflammation is the reason that you have heart disease or rheumatoid arthritis or things like that. So how do you turn it off? Many times the inflammation cascade begins with the food that we eat, our environment or our stress level, and you have to address the lifestyle, how you eat. And a great way would be switching to smaller, low glycemic portions every 3 hours will help tremendously. That's going to shut your insulin pump off, and it's going to get your body to start working for you instead of against you. Working on getting 8 hours of restful sleep a night can really help. Drinking half your body weight in ounces of water. And just start moving your body slowly. Don't spend the whole evening on the couch. I mean, even if you start as small as a commercial comes on and you get up and you stretch. I mean, that's really not too much to ask. So you could spend years trying to figure out how to reverse the effects of a lifetime of these choices. But you can also reach out to somebody in your world, maybe even like me, and I could help you change your path. And it all starts with just making that decision. So I just want to encourage everybody to take a look at your choices that you're making. If they're not serving you or you're struggling with some of these issues that we talked about today, make the decision to create health in your life because it's so worth it. It's just really worth it. If you are interested at all in hearing more about the program that I coach, come see me Saturday, 9:30 in the morning at Top of the Town, right above Coleman Savings Bank, or send me an email at pathchangers@outlook.com. It's never a great day to start a diet, but today's a great day to start creating health in your life. Stay tuned for the Big D Radio Show coming up next. He's making his first debut. Thank you so much. Join me next week. Same time, same place. Bye.
Let's face it, we all want to look our best, but with minimal effort, right? Well, that's where Angela at Scissor Salon comes in. She'll get you looking your best so you're always on top of your game. Walk-ins are always welcome. Scissor Salon, Highway 278 East, just past the water plant, 735-3089, 735-3089. Look for the big scissors on the roof. You've thought about it. You've talked about it. You've even stared into the mirror dreaming about it. Well, now is the time, and Coleman Sports Fit is the place to get that body you've been wanting. Shaping Coleman since 1989, Coleman Sports Fit offers free weights and Cybex machines, treadmills,